Garnerbank Primary Newsletter, June 2014. It is difficult to believe that it is the last newsletter for 2013 to 2014. Although we are approaching the end of the session, life at Garnerbank hasn't become any less hectic. Read on to find out about everything we have been involved in. P6, P67 and P7. Had their end of session outing on the 6th of June when they enjoyed 10 pin bowling. I understand from the accompanying of adults that everyone was very sporting, encouraging and supporting to each other. It was rather ironical that this outing was indoors and the best day we've had weather-wise, and that on Monday the 9th of June, P34 and P4 went to Edinburgh Zoo and experienced the wettest day any class had for any of their outings. Nevertheless, everyone enjoyed their day and is particularly proud that they managed to see all the pandas, who were all by accounts very lazy. P5 enjoyed a day out at Heads of Ayr Farm Park. We are very lucky to be outdoors while it was a dry indoors day when it was raining. On Monday the 16th of June, we held our school sports day. Once again, everyone was very supportive and encouraging to one another and had a good time, was had by all. The Lord Provost Councillor Sadie Docherty visited Garnerbank Primary School on the 4th of June. The Lord Provost told us all about her role, the famous people that she had met, and the funny things that had happened to her on some of these occasions. She also told her about her chain of office and the officer who accompanied her. Told us about the mace, Clyde the mascot for the Commonwealth Games, made unexpected an appearance with Miss Simpson's help, quizzed the boys and girls about their knowledge of the Commonwealth Games, following the study of the Commonwealth Games carried out by every class in school this term. I am pleased to report that everyone came up trumps with their knowledge about the history of the games, how many sports there would be, and how many venues would host these sports. Lord Provost left a gift of a pencil to each child to be used only for their best work, and a plaque for their school commemorating her visit. In return, Garnerbank presented the Lord Provost with a gift of a plate created by Adela, the mum of Eva, in Primary 6. The Lord Provost has received gifts from all the schools that she has visited. The plan is that there will be an exhibition of all these gifts in the next People's Palace from January the next year. We can look forward to by seeing the many varied gifts received by the Lord Provost from the many schools she has visited. 130! What a busy lady she has been. We met the Lord Provost again when we arrived at the City Chambers on the morning of Friday the 13th of June. Here is an extract that Miss Simpson has posted on the website. Friday the 13th of June was a proud day for Garnerbank as 72 pupils held aloft the flags of the competing Commonwealth nations in a special procession to the City Chambers. The event marked the end of the 10-month-long Commonwealth Games Glasgow Schools Baton Relay, during which the Lord Provost message was carried to every primary and additional support needs school across the city. Excited parents and members of the public cheered on pupils as they made their way through the city centre, led by a lookman who was chosen to carry the baton itself. On the arrival at the city chambers, the children were welcomed by the Lord Provost, Sadie Doherty, and then piped in the banqueting suite. A rousing performance of the Glasgow song by Garnet Banks Choir ended the handover ceremony, after which the Lord Provost read aloud her message to the city's school children. Lewis and Adelaide were excellent ambassadors for our school as they read out a special reply from Garnet Bank Primary. Please log on to the school website www.garnetbankprimary.glasgow.school.uk and look at the many photographs taken as we made our way from the school to City Chambers through the centre of Glasgow to capture a flavour of this exciting event. Every child in every Glasgow primary school has received a medal commemorating the Commonwealth Games. Garnet Bank pupils received these at a special assembly held to receive the school's baton from St. Patrick's Primary School. As we approach the end of session, we have to say goodbye to a number of people. Miss Anderson, one of our pupil support assistants, will be leaving us to start teacher training. We wish her the very best of luck in her career change. Miss Robinson and of our other pupil support assistants is taking her leave to take up a new post at Ashcraig Additional Support Needs School as a health and wellbeing support assistant. Again, we wish her well in her new post. Miss O'Donnell, our probationer teacher, has been successful in securing a permanent post at Kelvindale Primary School. Miss O'Donnell has been an outstanding addition to the staff at Garnet Bank Primary School, providing a high quality experience for the pupils in her class, making a very positive contribution to the life of Garnet Bank Primary School during her year with us. We are sorry that we have to let her go, but wish her well in her new post and in her future career. She is a supply teacher with Glasgow City Council Education Services, and we have been lucky enough to have her with us all. Session teaching P23. Miss Mathy was covering Miss Suleiman's maternity leave. We will miss Miss Mathy next session and wish her well in her next school. We will welcome Miss Suleiman back in August to teach P45. School closes for the summer holidays on Wednesday the 25th of June at 1 p.m. Please collect your child in the playground at 1 p.m. The new session begins on Wednesday the 13th of August at 9 a.m. Uniform for the new session can be collected from the school on Tuesday the 12th of August between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Please note that from August, school meals will cost £1.50. Please also note that the Scottish Government have granted schools an additional in-service day next session. The third in-service day will take place on Thursday the 18th of September, the day of the Scottish Independence Referendum, and the additional in-service day will be the next day, Friday the 19th of September. Although not the start of a new year, the start of a new school session is a good time to make resolutions. When considering these, please include ensuring your child arrives at school on time, ensuring your child wears school uniform every day, not taking holidays during the school term, and helping your child complete homework to a high standard and that this homework is submitted on time. Thank you for your continued support and cooperation. I wish you and your family a relaxing and enjoyable holiday and look forward to seeing everyone back at school in August, ready to face the challenges of a new school session.